If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
O'clock on a Tuesday, moving right along. Congratulations to Bob and Mac as they celebrate this wonderful day of the week for both of them.
I just want to win, Jen.
Getting ready for your fiance's alma mater, the Ole Miss Rebels, on Thursday night, playing those Miami Hurricanes.
Hotty toddy.
Who's coaching the Ole Miss team this weekend? Has anybody left yet? Because now there's rumors Charlie Weiss Jr. may skip LSU and go to the NFL.
Oh, wow.
I would.
Yeah, he should. That's a good idea.
I also love that they don't call him Junior. Charlie they Weiss. Call him Charlie Weiss.
Yeah. Charlie Weiss.
Because I'm like, where is he? I don't see Charlie Weiss. He's normally pretty noticeable.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would. Could you imagine?
That's a great idea.
If they win the national championship, why would I go to LSU? I would go to the NFL. It's not a bonehead move in my opinion, but there are some boneheads still out there, even though the season of the regular is over. Bob?
Yeah, and to me, the bonehead of the week is going to the owners of the Falcons and the Cardinals this week because they fired their coaches, and I don't have a problem with you firing your head coach, but if you're going to fire your head coach, you cannot be seen after the game hugging that head coach with your family, as the Falcons did. And then before the game, if you're the owner of the Arizona Cardinals, you don't seek out your coach on the field in the middle of warmups and go up to him and give him a big bear hug before they're getting ready to play that final game if you're going to fire that person after the game. And so I think it's a bad look because so many people put out videos and whatnot. Look at the owners hugging the guy and all this kind of stuff. And hours later, they are firing those guys. It is a boneheaded look by both of those owners to do that kind of stuff. If you're going to get rid of your coach, sit in the back of the room and don't seek your coach out on game day as you're getting ready to, you know, cut his you-know-what's off at the end of the afternoon. So I just think it's a really bad look by those owners, and those owners are part of the problem in the NFL. Teams are looking for coaches. Teams are looking for quarterbacks on the reg because they got owners that stink out loud. And Arthur Blank and Michael Bidwell of the Arizona Cardinals are two owners that, quite frankly, right now stink out loud, and they're in that vicious cycle of not being able to figure things out, and they can't figure things out because they're the problem, not the people that they're hiring into the organization.
Not a fan of the Judas move, huh?
I mean, that's what it was. Why would you hug your coach like that?
Yeah, well, did he not think he was going to, like, what? What's the thought process? It's evil.
Do that next time you date a girl. Had a really good night tonight. Yeah. Next morning, I think we should see other
How many
people.
Times does that happen, though?
That's a real thing.
Yeah,
that's
no,
totally
I'm being
so
serious
true.
About that. Yeah, because you hear it all the time. People are like, they told me we had a nice time, and now they're not calling, and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it is what it is. Yeah, I don't think that, I don't know.
Arthur Blank was like, wait, we can't just ghost Raheem Morris? Yeah. The GM was like, no, you have to fire him.
Yeah, you don't have to text him back. The writing's on the wall. Which it wasn't in Atlanta. That didn't make sense.
That was a weird one. I think that's a left field one for me anyway.
Yeah. I like being decisive, but it felt like they were on an upswing a little bit. It was was his second year?
Year two.
Just a little early.
I mean, and again, with the injuries and all that kind of stuff that we don't factor in a lot of the times. But again, we're not in these organizations. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes and how everybody's behaving and doing what they're supposed to do. So,
I mean, the writing was on the wall for Arizona. I mean, they hired a guy that looked like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
What's up? Hey! What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Shots. Explosives. Explosives. You can run.
Day one.
I don't know what that even was.
Day one. That's what that was. That
I mean, what was he doing, though?
Greeting the players.
But why?
In his Pee Wee Herman suit.
But why like that?
I don't know.
Explosions. Does anybody know what that meant?
Hey!
How about the way he says, what's up?
What's up? Hey! What's up, man? How you doing? Good. Good.
So about those TPS shots. Reports.
Explosives. You can run.
Shots. Explosives.
You can run.
Good. I know I'm not going to be here long, and I know you're not going to be here long, and we're probably not going to be here together, but hey, glad you're doing good today.
You mean to tell me that guy got a job and Deion can't get a job for the Browns?
I mean, the person who thinks it's ridiculous to hire Deion for the Browns, have you seen the coaches that have been hired in the NFL in the last 15 years?
Shots.
Seriously, if you think Deion's a bad choice, why do you think Jim Schwartz is a good choice? Because he's been in the NFL longer? Who cares? He's proven he's not a good coach in this league. Deion hasn't yet. He's proven he's not a great coach in college at this point in time, which, by the way, Colorado must have no money because I have not seen like any players going to Colorado. No. So you've got to you got to get out of that situation, clearly, if you're Deion and Colorado at this point in time. But to sit here and say that Deion is it's a bad idea to consider Deion Sanders for a head coaching job in the NFL when I see the names that get floated out there every day for head coaches in the NFL, give me a break on that one.
Yeah, we thought Liam Cohen was going to suck because he said Duval.
We thought that guy was going to suck because he went pew, pew, pew.
And he did.
But let's see if Liam Cohen continues and, you know, has that opportunity, a good first year, last place schedule, you know, and that kind of stuff. Let's see him continue it for a couple of years. I think it's still an open book. Great first chapter for Liam Cohen, no question about it. And the book on, is that Gannon or whoever that guy is out in Arizona now? Yeah. That book is done. Like, that guy's not going to have an opportunity to be a head coach again in this league, nor should he.
If you get time, and you'll have time in the commercial break to go watch the video, just type in Jonathan Gannon. Mm-hmm. He has the exact same suit that Paul Reubens wore on Pee-wee's Playhouse. It is identical.
Pee-wee.
Same haircut. And it's the way
definitely the haircut.
It the way he says, what's up?
What's up? Hey!
Awkward.
What's up, man? How you doing? Good.
Good.
Growing ass man.
Explosives. You can run.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
No doubt about it.
Shots.
I don't want to be here, and neither do you.
How about the Royals? They're getting ready to start their spring training.
Woo!
You got a bold KC Royals 2026 prediction?
I got a bold KC sports prediction. I think the Royals will be winning playoff games before the Chiefs win another playoff game.
So this year?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I don't know that the Chiefs are going to win one next year. I don't know what the roster is going to look like. I'm not going to sit here and say this team is back. You can't. It's 2 days after the season ended. Mm-hmm. They've done nothing, you know, like yet, obviously. You know, it's early. But I can't sit here and say the Chiefs are going to be back. I don't know what they're going to do this offseason based on, I know what they want to do. We talked about that. But are they able to implement the plan? Are they able to get the players in here? Does it all mesh and all that kind of stuff? I think the Royals have a great opportunity to win this town over and to win them over in a big way. And that starts by winning, obviously, baseball games and going out there and being a postseason contender from day one to the last day of the season when the playoffs are going on. You can't have the June swoon. You can't have a slow start. This is a monumental season, I think, for the Royals because they have an opportunity to go out there and grab this city back. They have an opportunity to go out there and make this a Royals town again like it was in 14 and 15. It is right there for them. They just not have to F it all up, right? They just have to go out there and win baseball games. They've got the talent. They've got the players out there on the field. They got the manager. They got the GM. Like, Let's go. I love what they've done. I love where this organization is. We're one bat away from being able to say, yeah, this is a team that should win the American League Central. And the offseason really in baseball is just starting right now. So I think they're going to win playoff games before the Chiefs win their next one.
The draft is in April?
Mm-hmm.
What's bigger, April for the Chiefs or June for the Royals?
Well, I think April for the Chiefs because you're setting up your organization for many years to come.
And what's the need list of Royals, right? I think there's a couple small ones, but really it's a bat. It's an outfield bat. Yeah. That's the big... like.
But June is where you can lose your season, which we've seen in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I'd still say April just because the laundry list is so long for Kansas City and they've got a lot to do. And it's going to happen, start before April, obviously.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll start hearing like, you know, that Alex Smith trade came out right after they traded or got Andy Reid. I mean, so even though the league year hadn't started, they had put in place the trade proposal and all that kind of stuff to get Alex Smith here to Kansas City. I'd love to see that for a defensive lineman before the, you know, the offseason even starts. A trade in principle once the season begins that the Chiefs are going to acquire this player or that player, because I think we may see the biggest move for this organization come via trade as opposed to via free agency.
Because June could be big for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the Chiefs nail the draft and get some names in there and reevaluate this team, the Royals are winning in June.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, one of the biggest sporting events in the history of the world is going to be happening in your backyard.
Yep.
With the World Cup, which I assume the Royals will play a lot of away games in June.
Yeah, it's a weird schedule if you look at it. Like the World Cup only has 6 days that they're using Arrowhead Stadium. So it's not like it's a big like inconvenience to the Royals, but there is a series that has an off day on a Friday this year. I think they play Thursday, off day Friday, then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe something like that. There's like a weird one, you know, with that's in. And I know they've had to move their operation for the draft and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They can't do their draft operation at Kauffman Stadium because that's going on during the time, you know, that the World Cup is going on. So, you know, the Royals, though, they have an opportunity. Just get started great in April, man. Like, have that hot start in April where on the third day of the season, they're not 1-2. And we're talking about, will this team be above 500 again? You know, like, get out to that great start where everybody's really, really excited and bought in. And then when you come home for the home opener after 3 days in Atlanta, everybody's still excited about this ball club, because I think they have a major opportunity that they need to take advantage of right now. You have not had this town to yourself since 2015. And after 2015, we know what happened. The Chiefs started winning. Travis Kelce came in. Patrick Mahomes arrived. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And nobody was talking about the Royals. The Royals have an opportunity to swing that pendulum back. And I think they will. I think we'll be talking about a Royals postseason appearance before we're talking.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Talking about another Chiefs postseason appearance.
We'll get to Josh Briscoe as well, plus a generational relatable topic on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.